In this question, you will read a short passage on an academic subject and then listen to a talk on the same topic. You will then answer a question using information from both the reading passage and the talk. After the question, you will have 30 seconds to prepare your response and 60 seconds to speak. Now read the passage about animal domestication. You have 45 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in an ecology class.
So, we've been discussing the suitability of animals for domestication, particularly animals that live together in herds. Now, if we take horses, for example, in the wild, horses live in herds that consist of one male and several females and their young. When a herd moves, the dominant male leads, with the dominant female and her young immediately behind him. The dominant female and her young are then followed immediately by the second most important female and her young, and so on. This is why domesticated horses can be harnessed one after the other in a row. They're programmed to follow the lead of another horse. On top of that, you often find different herds of horses in the wild occupying overlapping areas. They don't fight off other herds that enter the same territory. But it's exactly the opposite with an animal like the antelope. Which, well, antelopes are herd animals too, but unlike horses, a male antelope will fight fiercely to prevent another male from entering its territory during the breeding season. Okay? Very different from the behavior of horses. Try keeping a couple of male antelopes together in a small space and see what happens. Also, antelopes don't have a social hierarchy. They don't instinctively follow any leader. That makes it harder for humans to control their behavior.
The professor describes the behavior of horses and antelope in herds. Explain how their behavior is related to their suitability for domestication. You will now hear a low-level sample response to this question. If this were an actual test question, you would have 30 seconds to prepare your response and 60 seconds to record your response. This is a low-level response. Pronunciation is a particular problem for the speaker. Several key words and phrases are unclear. This requires considerable listener effort and at times causes some confusion about meaning. The speaker is very slow getting started and he makes numerous false starts. Eventually, he is able to talk about some of the key information from the reading and listening material, but he struggles to convey the information coherently and is unable to provide details or elaboration. This is largely due to limitations in vocabulary and grammar. Only listeners who are familiar with the topic can easily follow what is being said.
Well, as horses, is because horses are a little bit interesting animal, that's live in herds, and also the female and horses which live with the many male horses. So for adaptation, for they have also hierarchy of social. But in the antelope fight, the antelopes fight breeds scarcely no social hierarchy is seen in the antelope so it's difficult to be domesticated antelope. The life of antelope is very difficult from that of horses.